good morning. This is Joanna for National Opinion Surveys. We are just conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We would like to know if anyone in your house works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television.
No.
We would like to that you can know. Thank you, ma'am. Give me just a second here. Let me write it down here. May I please know, this is representing everybody. May I please ask your race? If you're white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
White. I'm white.
White. Thank you. I would like to ask you, is there any chance that you will vote in these 2024 elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote. You probably vote, or 50-50?
No, I'm going to vote.
You will vote?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, miss. And if you want to answer this, that's okay. What is your age?
No, I don't want to answer. What?
Okay. Thank you. No. Next question is, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in this coming November the 24th. In a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means that you're not motivated, and 10 that you are extremely motivated, which is your range of numbers from 1 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Thank you. So thinking about the direction your city, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with this direction in which the city is leading in your country right now?
Dissatisfied.
All right. Thank you so much for your answer. Next question. That will be really quick. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling this job as a president right now? You strongly approve, you strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Now, here are some issues facing the country and your communities that other states are very important in deciding how to vote for president. For each, I want you to rate as well from 0 to 10 how important an issue is to you. Use a 10 if the most important issue, and 0 is like it's not important, all right? So, for example, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, for you is important, no important, or you don't know? From 0 to 10.
Yeah, 10.
10, thank you. Next question. Ensuring our borders are secure and stopping the flow of illegal immigration, do you think from 0 to 10 it's important or not?
More than a 10.
More than a 10, thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for your answer. Next question. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10. 10. Thank you. And this is the Israel and Gaza war. Is it important for you? No important for you?
Oh, it's a 10. It's important, yeah.
All right. Thank you. And working to lower and cancel the student debt?
No. 0.
0. Okay. Thank you.
Adam.
Next question. All right. So, Ms., how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? You are worried. You don't know about it. You don't know worry about it.
I'm worried.
You are very worried. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, continuing the policy of Joe Biden, Donald Trump getting elected as a president again, cost to social safety net like Social Security and Medicare, rising crimes and violence, and a lack of economy, opportunity, and jobs in your community, or you don't know about it?
I'd say rising crime.
Okay, rising crime. Thank you. And we need to choose another one. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, continuing the policies of Joe Biden, Donald Trump getting elected as a president again, or the lack of economy opportunity in your jobs and your community?
Lack of community, of jobs in the community.
Thank you. Let's see the next question. Now, I would like to rate you your feeling towards some people and organizations using from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't know feel particularly warm or cold. So you might use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard on a person or organization, please say so no or never hear about it, okay? What about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100 or 50?
50.
On you. Thank you. Do you hear about Kamala Harris?
0.
0, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
25.
25, thank you. What about John Biden?
0.
0, thank you. Do you know of Tammy Baldwin?
I don't know.
You don't know, thank you. Mandela Barnes?
No, don't know.
No, neither, okay. What about Black Lives Matter?
50.
50, thank you. The Republican Party?
50.
50, thank you. And the Democratic Party?
0.
0, thank you. Let's see the next question. We're almost finished. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat John Biden, and independent Cornel West, for who would you vote?
I don't know. Can I say I don't know yet?
Yes, if you're an undecided, please say so. You don't know. Thank you.
Undecided, yeah.
All right, that's okay. And next question. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat John Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote? You can as well say you don't know. Or
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. Next question. Have you recently read, seen, or hear anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? You are hearing about it? Yes. Yes, only a little, nothing, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So we're almost finished. Now I'm going to read you a list of characteristics or values that others have used to describe President Biden. For each, I want you to rate from a scale from 0 to 10 how much you agree with that description. Using a 10, if you strongly agree, and a 5, if you some agree, and 0, if you don't agree. So let's see. Understand the problem and your concern of people like you. You know about it. You agree or no agree?
No agree.
No agree. Thank you. From so that would be from 0, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
How do you qualify this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
For what?
0.
Where am I?
Oh yes. Next question. Yes, you have to, you need to describe from 0 to 10 this question. If you understand the problem that John Biden president is doing right now, if you understand the problems and concern of people like you, if you agree what they are doing right now, from 0 to 10.
0.
0. Thank you. Next question. His policy and politics aren't that different from Donald Trump's? From 0 to 10, who do you choose?
Yeah, they are. 10, I guess. I agree that they are different. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Fight for issues important to African Americans?
5.
5. Thank you. Is a strong leader?
No. 2.
2. Thank you. It's too old to be president?
10.
10. Thank you. And have the right approach or gun issues? Have the right approach or gun issues? From 0 to 10.
4.
4. Thank you. We almost finished, I know. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are most likely to support. Candidate A say that if you elect, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books or slavery, and reports policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold back cops accountable. And the candidate B says that if you elect, they will fight to make the healthcare more affordable, reliable the student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Which do you choose? You support candidate A? Or you support candidate B?
A.
A. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read you, and this is the only two questions more than is missing. I'm going to read you some statement, all right? You can scale from 0 to 10. When means 0 means that you are not convincing, all right? And 10 that you're extremely convincing. So let's see. When we come together, our vote has power. It isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote did that. When Democrats established June as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historical black college and the banning of chokehold by federal agents. Your vote has extremely power. You have the power to bring about changes and protect your community. You can vote from 0 to 10. Which is you prefer?
10.
10. Thank you. Next statement. Biden is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations on the John Fitzgerald company mysteriously at home. If you want more jobs and lower costs, it's Biden who is fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
7.
7. Thank you. Next statement. Joe Biden is putting the government on the side for working people. He's the first president in history to walk a picket line and always stand up for working rights. Biden has put millions of Americans back to work, rebuilding our infrastructure and bringing supply chains back to the U.S. Change doesn't happen overnight, but things are beginning to move in the right direction, and we can go back to the chaos and pro-big corporations policy of the past. We have to keep moving forward for working people. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
4.
4. Thank you. And the last statement said, Joe Biden is not a loud leader. He doesn't grant senate to until all day, but he's fighting for justice, equality, and the things that matter most to us. He used an executive order to back knock-knock warrants and to stop the proliferation of profit prices. He's nominated more minorities and women to be federal circuit judge than any other president. He's nominated for Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, and he has doubled the enforcement staff for boarding rights. For 0 to 10, what do you choose, Miss?
5.
5. Thank you. And this is almost the last. Now, let me ask you, if the elections for president were held today and the candidate were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. We almost finished. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changes. Let me ask you, Miss, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year. This is almost the same question. If something changed for your motivation, let me know. If no, from 0 to 10, what is your motivation?
5.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you just a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you had used them in past 2 days. Are you using Twitter for the past 2 days? Yes, no, or
no.
You don't know. You don't use it. No,
no,
thank you.
No.
Facebook?
Yeah, sort of.
Thank you. YouTube?
No. Yeah, I do once
no.
in a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Thank
you.
What about Apple News?
No.
No, thank you. Instagram?
No.
No. And TikTok?
No.
No. That's a new one, right?
Yeah. I do use Apple News, actually, though, if you can change it. I do use Apple News.
Oh. Sure, I will change it. Let me just put in yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let me change it here. Thank you so much. And this is the last question. The two questions. Switching gears, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, college graduated, post-graduated, master's, or you don't know?
Master's.
Master. Thank you. And are you married, single, separated, widow, or divorced? Oh, you don't want to answer.
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, no, or
no.
You don't want to answer?
No.
Thank
no.
you. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, okay? Thank you so much for your time, Miss. Had a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you to you. Bye-bye.